You are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talk Down TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast. This is Juan, aka P, alongside the Jim Kelly of Fantasy Football Managers, Ryan. I'm sorry about that, Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we appreciate you. If you're listening, it means you're on Apple Music, Spotify, Audio Boom, and anywhere else there's a podcast, and we appreciate you, too.
Yeah, what up?
Yo, Ryan, I'm sorry about starting it off that way, man, but I feel like...
It's all good. I'm not mad about those... I am mad about those losses. Yo,
Jim Kelly's a legend. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm a legend, and the difference between me and Jim Kelly is I can still play, so...
And to give you context, Ryan is always making championships. He's yet to, in our league, win the big game. And there's a certain fantasy football manager in our Lights Out Fantasy League that likes to poke fun at Ryan. You know who you are. All right. So for this episode, we realized it was draft week, right? And we should be super pumped about this. So why drop one episode?
I think this weekend is one of the biggest draft weekends of the year. It's usually the third week of preseason games. Unfortunately, due to COVID situations, we don't have those right now. But there's still the same excitement. You know, a lot of us are looking at football almost like an escape to give us something to look forward to. And a lot of managers are looking to draft their teams and go on and win a championship. So can't wait for it. So what we wanted to do is go over some do's and don'ts of draft day and what to expect and what not to do so you're not looking to fail right off the bat.
Yeah. We talked about preparation and all that stuff we talked about in the other episode. But, you know, a good draft strategy is part of it. It's part of the package. So in order to have a good draft strategy, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you everything. But we will share some do's and don'ts that we felt like this is important to know. You ready, Rye?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. So... I'll kick it off and I'll start with a don't. And if it's a destination draft, which our Lights Out League draft is, and it's in a farm, by the way, don't forget to scout the draft location. Now, the person at is a farm. So, you know, it's a big place. So we heard that there's, you know, a pool house that we can use. There's the living room that we can use. There's going to be barbecuing and all that stuff. But the first thing I said was, I don't know, what's the Wi-Fi kicking like?
Word.
Right, Rye?
Yeah.
So little things like that. You have to make sure that wherever you go, it's an optimal location for you and your draft equipment, pretty much. So whether you're taking a laptop or something like that, right?
Yeah, I think just being comfortable wherever it is. Some people do like being around a lot of people, and some people don't. I think for as important as it is for fantasy football, the draft, definitely being comfortable. And if that's something that you'd like to do, for sure, enjoy it and get to hang out with people you probably haven't seen in a little bit. But whatever way you want to, there's no right or wrong way, but just prepare to be comfortable.
Yep.
Let's kick it off with our first do. I think this is pretty self-explanatory, but when you do go into your drafts, you definitely want to have some type of cheat sheet available to yourself, whether it's guys you like, guys you don't like, a couple of ADPs, late round flyers, whatever it is, just so you kind of have a layout before you go into the draft blind and not just relying on like guys are telling you to take and stuff like that. What do you think, Juan?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I feel like you see people that walk into these drafts and they go with the Yahoo pre-draft rankings. And you know, I know a lot of us owners, when we see that, we're like, no, that's a victory.
Yeah.
because that means that the person really didn't put in enough effort to really put himself and align himself with some data that's going to help him make a decision in the third or fourth round. And we're going to talk a little bit more about these quick impulse decisions you have to make. But, you know, get yourself a small sheet. It could be a one pager. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, right, Ryan? It doesn't have to be anything ridiculous. It doesn't have to be any like formula. It could be a few things that you want to remind yourself.
That's it. It's like a reminder sheet almost.
Yeah, exactly. Let me go to the next. And I for some reason, am I going to stay in the don't the whole time?
I guess so. Let's do that.
All right, cool. I guess I'll be the negative one this time. So don't obsess over the ADP. I'm going to say that again. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
All right, so don't obsess over the ADP. Look at us, right in our eyes.
Yeah.
Right. Tell them why they should obsess.
If you're watching this, if you are new to fantasy football and you don't know what ADP stands for,
Average draft position.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
ADP it stands for average draft position, and what that means is really based on how everybody, I guess you can say, in the world has been drafting so far, is where these players are being valued at. So right now, consensus number one pick is Christian McCaffrey. So his ADP is like one in pretty much every single format, no matter where you're drafting at.
Exactly.
So, I mean, most people are going to take him number one overall. That's almost obvious. But depending, again, what league you're in. But they have other guys that are lower than others because, hey, this is what they're telling us to do. What we're saying is don't get too obsessed with that stuff. Don't be like, hey, I can't take this guy fifth overall because his ADP is 10th or 20th. Like, if you like him and you feel like, hey, I have to take him at five because when I come back in the second round, whatever pick that is, I'm not going to be able to get this guy. And if you really like him, you got to take him ahead of time. You cannot wait.
You will hate yourself.
Yeah.
You have somebody in mind that you want and you listen to the ADP. You don't pick this player and he turns out to be a league winner.
Yeah.
Just take
you regret not being able to take him because like, yo, I'm going to just wait. He's going to be back on the turn and he's not. So if you're really obsessed with somebody and their ADP is in that range where you don't feel like you'll be able to pick, you have to take him in ahead of time.
Yep. Yeah. Be mindful of the ADP. It's good to know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put too much weight into it, especially as it relates to you feeling like you're going to reach.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're never going to reach for a player you want.
Facts. There's no such thing as reaching, honestly. Oh.
No, and in this league that we're in, he hate me. I'm gonna call him that. He hate me. They made some moves for some running backs early, and we're like, what are they? Is he reaching? And again,
they pay off.
Not listening to the ADP. He knows what he's doing. He has a plan.
Facts. That's gonna kind of go right into our next do, which is do pay attention. And there's many levels to paying attention. When we say pay attention, for me personally, it's just seeing what's understanding, like, hey, when am I drafting? If I'm drafting fourth overall, which I am this year in the draft, mm-hmm. when are my turns? My second and third round, I have a turn. So I know, okay, I'm going to have two close picks back to back or every little stuff like that. Hey, how many kickers are available? Stuff like that. Just be in the know so you're not surprised when you're like, oh, damn, I didn't know I didn't have this. Or damn, I didn't know all the kickers were gone or whatever it is.
Yeah, and paying attention also means, watching what's left for you. So if you have a plan, if you have a cheat sheet and you feel like it's dwindling, that also, you have to be mindful of that. Be mindful of the players, what they're doing. There's more stuff that we'll delve into maybe a little bit later that kind of relates to it. But anyway, let's go to the next one. Don't auto draft.
That's self-explanatory.
Yeah, I don't think that needs to be said at all. Auto-drafting it's a league buster when it comes to a draft. It's worse than someone – it's almost as bad as someone drafting a kicker in the first round.
Yeah. It's lazy, man. First off, if you're in leagues that allow auto-drafts, you're in a bad league.
Yeah, I hope you're not paying for that.
Yeah, yeah. And if there are people allowing people to auto-draft in those leagues, then that – maybe they're thinking they can get an advantage, but it kind of hurts the draft and the end of it all because it doesn't give a human aspect to picks, and that's kind of corny, to be honest.
I mean, you're there to play fantasy football, and you pay for it. If you're a casual gamer, if this is a 10-team league, a 12-team public league where you don't really care, like, yeah, go ahead, auto-draft it. See what, you know, where the chips fall where they may. But if you're paying, like, in our league, nah, there's no way I'm going to auto-draft. Plus, yeah, it's really an unwritten rule, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Auto-drafting?
You're getting kicked out of a league.
Can you get kicked out of a league for auto-drafting?
I don't know, man. Hey, you shouldn't be in that league if you're auto-drafting.
You feel that strongly about it?
Yeah. It kind of pisses me off when people auto-draft because it's like, damn, I can't take advantage of them. Because it's like they're taking the best available person.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, that's true.
According to ADP, best available according to ADP. So.
And no, the X rank.
Yeah, yeah, and that too. If you're on Yahoo.
Yahoo. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's just, if you're good with that, let's hop into this next one.
Yeah, go for it.
Our next do know your news, and by news we mean everything going on in the NFL, whether it's injury reports, players being on new teams, players not being in the league anymore, whatever it is, don't be drafting guys that are retired. Don't draft guys that are out for the whole year. Like, you should have some type of understanding so you're not going into it and you're getting made fun of while you're drafting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I think it's one of those biggest mistakes that people make. They come into this maybe underestimating how important it is to know what's going on. We've seen people humbled by the fact that they don't know what's going on and they draft somebody that's on the injured reserve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just make sure you understand what's going on. This is all about arming yourself. How would you not know some news about some players that you're looking at? That would be ridiculous, whether they're contract talks or whatever it may be. Schemes, change, all that stuff. I'm not going to get too deep. You're going to have to pay for that. But we're going to be stingy on this one, Rye.
Nah, facts. I'm
with it. I was already told by a source that we're giving away a little too much info, so I gotta watch it. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, and here's a good one. Don't forget that this is fun. Don't forget that, you know, like, it gets tense, it gets intense, but draft night should be a fun night. It should be a night to celebrate. You know, football is almost here. You're about to have a nice team that you can obsess over and get mad at for later, but don't forget that this is fun. This should be a fun experience, so don't, you know, take it easy.
Yeah. If you leave the draft and you're like, dang, that sucked, then you failed to prepare, then you failed to do these things that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that. Like, of course, it's, yeah, knowing a lot of this information is important, but at the end of the day, man, just taking players that you like, whether or not people believe that they're going to be good or not, who cares, man? Just make sure you're rooting for players that you like and that possibly can help you win a championship. That's what it is at the end of the day.
Simple as that.
Yeah. All right, cool. Hop into this next dude. And this is probably one of the most important ones. Depending on what type of league you play in, just make sure you do understand your scoring format or your scoring settings, because whether it's a 4-point or a 6-point passing touchdown, a PPR, half point PPR, standard, super flex, flex, two running backs, whatever the settings are, make sure you understand that fully. So then when you go into that draft, you kind of prepare for that. And you're not put in a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Compromising position.
Yeah, yeah. You're not compromising being able to build the best team potentially. What do you think about scoring settings when people?
Well, I could give you a great example, and I love the fact that you added this to the list, because in our league, when I draft, okay, when I do mock drafts, and I tinker with some strategies that I've never done before. So let's say somebody goes earlier than I should have, or I normally would. Well, for instance, a quarterback in our league is a 6-point touchdown. So that quarterback means more to me than he would to someone else. And that's what we mean by know the scoring settings, mm-hmm. Right? Because you can be listening to all of these experts that are telling you this is the person you should draft, and this is the person that's in my top 10. right, Ryan?
Rankings are irrelevant. If those rankings are for a league that you're not in.
I got him as an RB12. Like, come on, bro. Like, what does that even mean?
Rankings are overrated, man.
Go on. Nah, so it's important to know your scoring settings. That way, in your draft, you can kind of know what to expect and who's going to be where. As it relates to you and where your other opposing managers are thinking of taking players.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's my turn, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. So this one is, don't go in with a set plan. Remain flexible. So, Rye, what does that mean?
This is one of my favorites, to be honest. This is a mistake I used to make when I first started playing fantasy football, trying to be like contrarian or different. I'm like, oh, I'm going to draft two receivers first, and
oh yeah,
and realizing like, hey, was this really optimal? And honestly, as I got smarter, I kind of stopped saying I'm gonna have a plan here. I just kind of adjust on the fly. Whatever is available for me that I like, I'm gonna take. It's not I go in with, hey, I like these guys. It's not like I only like this guy, because yeah, if that guy is gone, then you're gonna be screwed and you're gonna be upset.
Yeah,
your plan is not a plan anymore.
Pretty much. You can go on with stats and data and things like that. But as opposed to a plan, maybe create a concept for yourself. Like, I'm going to remain fluid.
Yeah.
be as fluid as possible in this draft, remain flexible, like Rye said, because things change. Your team should be a great manager will be able to adapt on the fly. And at this point, you should be a great manager. If not, then, you know, that's what we have this for.
Yeah. And our next do kind of goes hand in hand with it. Do prepare for the worst. Don't tilt. So if you do go in with a plan, right, have a like I said, have a plan, but have like a loose plan. If you're going in and all the guys that you wanted are gone, don't get into that situation where you're going to start tilting and you're like, oh, man, I don't know who to take here. And you panic and the clock runs out on you, or you just take some guy that you don't even like rooting for or is on the team that you hate, whatever. Like, make sure that you do prepare for the worst and you are expecting the worst outcomes.
Yeah. I mean, if the three guys are gone, tough shit. Are you really only pick three people?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and again, I don't mean to be so hard on you. You know, I apologize.
But no, we don't.
But I mean, are you really going to pay for it? I think that this goes more to those owners that are paying and are paying a certain amount, right? Because we're working class people for the most part. So we work hard for our money. So are you going to throw away your money by only really looking at three people that you like? Yeah. You know, and I know you only threw that number out there, Ryan, but it happens, right? People get flustered like, shit, I wanted this person. There should be 100 other people that you want in that
draft. 16 people on your team,
man. so pivot.
You or know, more, depending on what league you're in.
Yeah, don't let that time go out and let that pick. Oh, man, that's the worst move. That's the worst feeling when that just auto drafts for you like that. you want me to go to the next one?
Yeah.
I'm going to go in on y'all if y'all do this, man. And I know some casual people do it. Y'all willing to donate y'all $50 and then draft from a cell phone, but do not draft from a cell phone, please. And I'm speaking for the other owners. You know, if you want to do that for your team, that's whatever. But for the other owners that are sitting there finding ways to get connected and have a stable connection so they can finish these drafts, especially with COVID and everything going on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I feel like some of the problems you face when you do draft on a cell phone or even some device, smartphones or whatever the hell, smart devices, it's you're limited to certain options. Everything isn't as functional as you could on a laptop or a computer. It's so much more easier to access. If you do lose internet or your battery dies while you're drafting, like stuff like that, like, you got to be sure that you're prepared for that stuff to go wrong. And I think more stuff can go wrong when you are drafting off a cell phone.
Yeah. And at least an iPad, at least, you know, at least an iPad. That's all.
Keep that thing charged too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. All we ask for. You know, we're just asking you as fellow fantasy owners that we hate that.
Facts. One of my favorite dudes is definitely do keep tabs on other owners' teams while you're drafting. I think I'm giving y'all a nugget here. If you're drafting in certain rounds and you see, okay, these guys have these players already, you kind of know how to draft your players upcoming because for the most part, you can read these teams. It's almost like playing cards or playing dominoes. You're reading hands. These guys are showing you their hands. It's right there on the computer. So being able to see, hey, this is what they have already. Okay, cool. Now I'm going to use some of that information to really take my draft to another level and take advantage of that.
Exactly. In our league, and it pays to be in a league where you've been with at least a good part of them for a long time, because then you get to like really build some scouting reports on some tendencies. Because as humans, we're like that. We're creatures of habit. So most of us have certain tendencies or certain strengths. Like in our league, I know one guy that he can pick a tight end with the best of them. There's one guy that he can't pick a tight end for his life. This is there's one guy that can pick the highest scoring quarterback every year.
The QB whisperer.
Yeah, you know who you are. We still don't know if you're two people, but but no, I Ryan, you nailed it. You got to know the people you're playing with.
Yeah.
And you want me to do this last one?
Yeah. So before we even get to this last duel, With drafts coming up and football coming up, I think at the end of drafts, for the most part, and maybe I'm speaking for myself here, but I want to be able to look at my team and be like, dang, I really like this team. I can root for this team week in, week out. And obviously, you're able to make trades and drop players and pick up players and stuff like that. But for the most part, you should have a good core going into the week one of your season. And you're like, dang, I hate every single body on my team. Don't take players you don't like, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
It's just the little simple stuff. Like I shouldn't have to, or we shouldn't have to tell you the most common stuff, but there's a lot of things that people take for granted that you got to try to get every single advantage and edge you can, especially when you're competing against guys who've been playing this for over 10, 15 years. If you're just doing this for fun, then man, just keep having fun. Mm-hmm. There's no money involved. If you are, and this is more of like a bet or whatever, or a gamble, then you know these risks are bigger. So take that into account and really tie everything down and make it come together, because you don't get lucky. You can only get so lucky. You can't get lucky, but you can only get so lucky. So
beginner's luck is a real thing when it comes to fantasy. I've seen people play the first year, win the league.
Yeah.
And they stay thinking and they're just they're just donating money at this point. And they're no longer playing with house money after a while. And then they quit. You have fun with it. And if you have fun doing it that way, then that's dope. But you're only a few of these do's and don'ts away from being a pro and setting yourself up for the rest of the year. I want to give a shout out to that manager last year. And I'll this is why I'm mentioning it, because you have a good draft. You follow most of these and you can do what maybe the manager that won our league last year, where he pretty much didn't make any moves because his draft was so solid.
Yeah.
And part of the luck that's associated with it is that his team was relatively healthy for most of the year, right? He didn't really have to deal with any injuries, did he?
From what you're telling me, I don't think so.
Okay.
But again, you're going to get some type of luck. It's easy to win once. It's easy to get to one championship. It's easy to make the playoffs one time. But if you can't consistently do it, if you can't – like, that's why for me, like, I'm cool not winning a championship. Like, at the end of the day, I can sleep, and when I did retire, it was because it wasn't fun for me no more. Like, we talk about having fun. It wasn't fun. And when I do come back, it's like, yeah, I can. It's fun for me. It's different. I'm taking something differently away from this. So, man, consistently trying to make the playoffs takes work. So if you want that and you want to be respected, quote unquote, in your league, then do some of these little things, man.
Yeah. Let's go to the last one. And the last one is do subscribe. Do subscribe to the podcast and support. Follow us on YouTube. We're also on Audio Boom. If you have an Audio Boom account for some godforsaken reason, iHeartRadio will be there shortly. We're on Spotify. Every single place that you can pretty much get a podcast, just click on the follow, subscribe, that plus, whatever it may be to add us. Have fun out there. I know that are we going to do another one, Ry? Before?
Yeah, we might drop some more episodes before. But even then, man, if you got to this point and you stumbled upon us, we're nowhere where we want to be yet, but we know we can get there. So we do appreciate you listening. Mm-hmm. Make sure, like Juan said, you do subscribe, give us a thumbs up, drop a comment, shoot us a follow. We're always here. Any questions, any ideas for videos you guys think we should do during the season, we'll be glad to be able to do some of that stuff for you guys. So
yeah, the Fantasy Standard Fantasy Standard TFS at gmail.com. That's our email.
Yeah.
Shoot us an email if you want us to talk about something in particular, if you need any lineup help, if it's simple, we can entertain that. We'll help you if we can or if we want.
Yeah, facts.
No, but I'm glad you listened to all the way through. If you're still here, appreciate you. We'll be back with you shortly. And on that note, Rod, you have anything to sign off with?
Nah, man. Thank you, guys. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
All right.
Peace out, guys.